Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Second time that Bruce is making an appearance on this show, and we're only an hour in. It is Maggie and Pearl off right here on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM channel 158. Well, we're kind of on pins and needles because we mentioned today is the last day of the mandatory minicamps in the NFL. There's a couple significant stories that are still just sort of out there, Pearl off. They don't have a resolution. One is Lamar Jackson. So he's going into the fifth year of his deal. We all know this is the last year that's guaranteed. He said there might have been casual conversations with the front office. How do you casually talk about like a nine-figure deal? Yeah. Like, is that in the break room?
So nine figures is like, what?
Like 200 million, 150 million? Nine zero.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay. So we're. Yeah, how do you casually talk about 200 million?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like. So, hey, are you going to use the microwave now? And by the way, are we paying you $150 million or not?
But the funny thing is, that's like the best access they've had to Lamar. I was reading the Ravens were thrilled that he was at minicamp because they could actually talk to him about this thing because he wouldn't. That's a mystery of the off. One of the mysteries of the offseason. Like, what is Lamar's camp thinking? And like. Do we know, did the Ravens make an offer? Like, there's just no clarity on what is actually happening here.
No, we have no clarity. And then it's the idea of, did Deshaun Watson's contract really tilt everything in the NFL?
Yes.
Because it's $230 million, because it's all fully guaranteed, all of that. Also, Kyler Murray is, at this point, unresolved. I mean, you have Cliff Kingsbury out there yesterday saying that they're praying they can get something done before training camp. Well, it's like, I don't think you're going to have to pray that hard. It seems like Murray wants it to happen. Seems like you guys, the Cardinals, want it to happen. I expect this to go away pretty quickly.
Well, I mean, I think the same underlying question, are both players holding out for the same contract Deshaun Watson got or more? Although Lamar Jackson said today, he said, I don't care what other people got, I'm my own man. I don't know if that's true. Like Lamar Jackson, maybe he should be holding out for the exact same contract that Deshaun Watson got.
You might want to call the Ravens bluff. Yeah, maybe you do. But again, you go into the season and you're on the last guaranteed year of your deal, does that mean you're taking a huge risk? We were talking about this earlier, about all the players who got contracts off of injuries. You know, Dak Prescott got a massive contract off of an injury. You know, it's not always the total, you know, you lose all leverage. In fact, Dak Prescott gained leverage because the Cowboys were so bad, no offense, under your boy Andy Dalton, they were like, we need to pay Dak.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, the offensive line had given up. Their defense was the worst in the league. Under Andy. Don't get me started on that.
The whole team Andy Dalton defender comes out.
Well, I mean, the Cowboys were a joke that year. But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. The point is, Lamar, I read CBSSports.com's Joel Corey, who we'll talk to momentarily, wrote that by holding out, Lamar has seen the upper echelon of the quarterback pay go up by 10%. When this offseason started, it was high 30s or low 40s. Now we got Sean Watson and Aaron Rodgers at 50. Like the price tag keeps going up. So maybe Lamar knows exactly what he's doing and he's waiting for the price tag to go up even further.
Yeah, people say he's crazy not to have a traditional agent. Maybe he's crazy like a fox. Well, let's talk to former NFL agent. Of course, he's an NFL contracts and salary cap expert, writes for CBS Sports. Joel Corey, good enough to join us. Joel, thanks so much for the time today. We had to talk to you today because you're the only one who can answer our questions. What is Lamar crazy or crazy like a fox for not negotiating right now with the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, I would say crazy like a fox, but I would start negotiating for one reason. You've had the game-changing event in the quarterback market. Deshaun Watson got a fully guaranteed contract, which is a basketball contract. Right. $230 million fully guaranteed is more than Steph Curry's extension that he signed, before the regular season started. And it's Giannis Antetokounmpo money, who has $228 and some change on his five-year extension. So you got the one event you needed. I would be trying to get the fully guaranteed contract and try to get that done before the regular season started.
So Sorry,
can I just follow up really quick on that? Joel, I totally understand everything you're saying there. The one thing is Kirk Cousins started getting fully guaranteed contracts a few years ago. Now, the number wasn't as high, but they were fully guaranteed. I think we all believed from that point on every quarterback was going to ask for the fully guaranteed, and they haven't. So why would this necessarily be a new benchmark if it wasn't for when Kirk Cousins did it?
Yeah, I contend that in Cousins' case, you had the next two quarterbacks who went behind him that had tons of leverage, an MVP winner, and Matt Ryan didn't get a fully guaranteed contract, and then Aaron Rodgers didn't get a fully guaranteed contract. Those two guys not getting it ended any hope of it happening. Now, I wouldn't call Derek Carr someone who was ever going to push for a fully guaranteed contract, so it's up to the Lamar Jacksons of the world, the Russell Wilsons, more so than Kyler Murray's, to push for it. And if they don't get it, I don't think you're going to see one.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joel, so what do you expect from the Ravens' point of view? Are they comfortable going over $200 million for Lamar, or are they trying to come in a lower number and convince him to come in the low 40s?
They're probably thinking low 40s, but if I can't get the fully guaranteed contract, if I'm Lamar, I'm looking at, okay, if I play this out, what is it going to cost to franchise me next year? The two tags. There's the non-exclusive tag where you can solicit offer sheets, and the compensation is two first-round picks on an unmatched offer sheet, lower price point than the exclusive tag. Now, if you look at the draft compensation that two quarterbacks went for this year, in trades, it's a whole lot more than two first-round picks, so you make yourself susceptible to an offer sheet going non-exclusive. You go exclusive, can't talk to anybody else but the Ravens, but that number right now is going to project to almost $46 million. So if I'm Lamar, I would tell them, we're going exclusive franchise tag if I play this out. You and I know that. We both know it. I can make basically $100 million over the next 2 years and then walk if necessary. So that, to me, gives him some leverage, which I don't think a lot of people are understating.
No, definitely not. I think what people on the outside or who are not as well-versed in this, we keep wondering, well, what if Lamar suffers a devastating injury? Wouldn't you rather have the security of having a long-term deal as opposed to playing this out year by year? What would you say to that?
Yeah, if you can get those long-term security in the manner you want it, yes. I would say, given his playing style, the two types of devastating injuries which could potentially affect him might be a torn Achilles or an ACL injury. Other than that, I don't think there's any type of injury. Well, I guess if you have a bunch of concussions, then your career is going to end. But other than that, there's not a whole lot of injuries which could really affect him. But if he's willing to roll the dice and assume that risk, we do know that the longer you wait to sign a good to great player, the more it's going to cost you in the long run.
Do you think the Ravens have anybody in the Ravens front office is saying, well, you know what? We have Lamar for this year, maybe one or two more years after that. Maybe we'll see if he has success and gets us to a Super Bowl because he hasn't had playoff success. And they have a plan B where in year seven, they start over with a new younger quarterback. Or is that just ridiculous? Does no franchise let a team, a guy like Lamar Jackson, out the door?
Typically, teams don't churn quarterbacks. We haven't seen it get to that extent yet when they have someone that they think is the long-term solution. If you take that approach, the locker room pays attention, and you'll have people in the locker room going, wow, if Lamar is ready to do a deal and they don't in the locker room, it's like, wow, they won't take care of him. Well, what are they going to do when my time comes? So the locker room pays attention to those type of those dynamics as well.
Joel Corey is our guest, a former NFL agent, of course. He's an NFL salary and cap expert joining us right here on the Maggie and Perloff Show. From your vantage point, Joel, I'm curious, when you are looking at the Tom Brady situation, you know, nobody knows what he's going to do next year, but obviously he's going to be a free agent. Like, what do you think teams are going to line up to try to do for Brady at year at age 46?
I think it kind of depends on how he plays this year. If he looks like he did last year, then there's going to be some team that's close to a Super Bowl, because I can't imagine Tom Brady going to play for a team that's got no shot to win. And he's got unique leverage that he's never had before. If he chooses to use it for an NFL player contract, which he typically doesn't, he can walk away and start making $37.5 million a year to be a broadcaster. So if Father Time continues to not catch up with him and he wants to keep playing football, he'll have an option to play football for somebody.
Joel, so the Los Angeles Rams keep on signing guys, re-signing guys. Can you explain to fans like how they're not running out of salary cap space?
Well, it has affected the roster in some ways. Von Miller's not there. Darius Williams, their other corner, is no longer there. With the Aaron Donald's deal, it didn't really materially change his cap number for this year because you converted a lot of money into signing bonus. You picked up a slight bit of cap room with Cooper Kupp. They have to keep hitting on draft picks. If they don't keep hitting on those late to mid-round picks, then you can have the stars, a very top-heavy roster, but you're not going to have the rest of the roster, which can make the team complete. Also, you had Matthew Stafford, in my opinion, give the Rams a little bit of a discount, because after trading for him and him winning the Super Bowl, to me, he had the leverage to ask whatever he wanted to, and he decided I wanted something fair at $40 million per year instead of pushing it for something which was close to Aaron Rodgers.
Joel Corey is our guest. Joel, last question for me for you is about Baker Mayfield. This sounds like BS to me from the Panthers' side of it. If they really wanted Baker, wouldn't they pony up the money? That to me seems like a smokescreen, and they're either waiting for him to get cut or something else. Like, if they really wanted a quarterback like Baker, wouldn't they just give the money? I know they're paying Sam Darnold, but still.
Yeah, that factors into it. They're paying Sam Darnold. They should want another quarterback, because I think if they have another losing season, Matt Rhule is going to be coaching college football, if he's coaching at all, in 2023. But one of the things they may be looking at is when they traded Teddy Bridgewater to Denver, they ate about $7.5 million of salary. It was about 6% of the contract to ship him off to Denver. So from their perspective, the shoe was under the foot last year. We didn't take full freight, so Cleveland's going to have to eat a significant portion in order for us to acquire him. But we'll see who wins the standoff in terms of how much salary Cleveland has to pay versus how much Carolina has to pay if a trade gets done.
Okay, real quick, Joel, timing-wise, do you expect by week one that Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray will have new contracts?
I expect Kyler Murray to have one. I'd put more odds on Kyler Murray than Lamar Jackson.
Perfect.
Joel,
thank you.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Of course, you can read Joel Corey on CBSSports.com. He's former agent, salary cap specialist.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.